This goes to the Saginaw Veterans Administration, fax 989-321-4085, regarding David Decker, D-E-C-K-E-R, Jr., date of birth May 5th, 1967. Dear sirs at Saginaw VA, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Decker with a history of chronic kidney disease, currently normal kidney function, hypertension, and history of hypercalcemia. His last visit was September 2nd of 2025. He has lost 15 pounds over the last 6 months. He's on a new medication, phentermine 15 with Topamax 92 milligram, and he takes one every other day. And that is helping him lose weight. So he's happy that he is able to do that. His biggest complaint, of course, is severe chronic pain. And he's complaining because he can't get any narcotic pain medications. He does have a strong abuse history of multiple illicit drugs in the past. And currently he's using excessive amounts of alcohol. He uses it for the pain and to sleep, he states, but it's excessive. So he was instructed to try not to do this, but he is quite desperate to seek some kind of pain medication, narcotic, I'm sure. And he'll be working with the pain clinic at the VA pain clinic for further assessment and evaluation. Hopefully he'll get some assistance with the neck pain and then maybe won't have as much pain, hopefully. Currently no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. He does have severe insomnia, and he is using excessive amounts of alcohol to sleep. And no urinary symptoms, no edema or claudication. Medications, lisinopril 40 milligram daily. He takes a vitamin D3 tablet daily, vitamin C, vitamin B12, turmeric. He's taking the phentermine with Topamax every other day. Lidocaine patches are on for 12 hours and then off 12 hours to the neck area. Allegra 60 milligram twice a day. He can use capsaicin cream to the affected area also. Baclofen is 20 milligram at bedtime as needed. Amitriptyline is 50 milligram at bedtime. Physical exam weight is 269 pounds. Pulse is 88. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 144 over 84. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen is obese without ascites. Trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 24th, 2025. Creatinine is stable at 0.9. Estimated GFR is greater than 90. Sodium 142, potassium 3.4, slightly low. Carbon dioxide is 23, calcium 9.3, magnesium 2.0. His white count was 10.84, slightly elevated. A high normal for this range is 10.8. Hemoglobin 16.3, normal platelet count. CRP level is high at 11.5. Assessment and plan. One, hypertension. Currently on maximum dose of lisinopril. And two, history of hypercalcemia. Currently normal calcium levels. We've asked the patient to get lab studies every 6 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.